what it is, it's the Radha Krishna Temple album, and these are some Hare Krishna things. So let's listen to it and see what it was like in those good old days, right here on Oil Dog 107.7.
Namaha Vajami. Go. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And I began a little while ago with an album that was produced by George Harrison. It's the Radha Krishna Temple album featuring a number of Hare Krishna type chants, and that was one called Govinda. Then after that, Edgar Froese. You probably know him as a member of Tangerine Dream, and that was a song called It Would Be Like Samoa. And then John Fahey, the innovator of the folk style of guitar, really put out just bunches of really neat albums. And that was a piece where he plays with a sitar as well, and that was called Sail Away Ladies. And then the Radha Krishna Temple once again, and of course that was the Hare Krishna mantra. My name's Gary Storm, and you're listening to Oil of Dog.
The story goes by the house on the hill. got a house on the hill. Thank you.
One's still in the, one's still blowing. The Sunflower Sutra. I walked on the banks of the Tin Can Banana Dock and sat down under the huge shade of a Southern Pacific locomotive to look at the sunset over the Box House Hills and cry. Jack Kerouac sat beside me on a busted, rusty iron pole, companion. We thought the same thoughts of the soul, bleak and blue and sad-eyed, surrounded by the gnarled steel roots of trees of machinery. The oily water on the river mirrored the red sky. Sun sank on top of final Frisco peaks. No fish in that stream. No hermit in those mounts. Just ourselves, roomy-eyed and hungover like old bums on the riverbank, tired and wily. Look at the sunflower, he said. There was a dead gray shadow against the sky, big as a man, sitting dry on top of a pile of ancient sawdust. I rushed up enchanted. It was my first sunflower. Memories of Blake, my visions, Harlem, and hells of the eastern rivers, bridges clanking Joe's greasy sandwiches, dead baby carriages, black treadless tires forgotten and unretreaded, the poem of the riverbank, condoms and pots, steel knives, nothing stainless, only the dank muck and the razor-sharp artifacts passing into the past, and the gray sunflower poised against the sunset, crackly, bleak, and dusty with the smut and smog and smoke of olden locomotives in its eye. Corolla of bleary spikes pushed down and broken like a battered crown, seeds fallen out of its face, soon to be toothless mouth of sunny air, sun rays obliterated on its hairy head like a dried wire spider web, leaves stuck out like arms out of the stem, gestures from the sawdust root, broke pieces of plaster fallen out of the black twig, a dead fly in its ear, unholy, battered old thing you were, my sunflower, oh my soul, I loved you then. The grime was no man's grime, but death in human locomotives. All that dress of dust, that veil of darkened railroad skin, that smog of cheek, that eyelid of black misery, that sooty hand or phallus or protuberance of artificial worse than dirt, industrial, modern, all that civilization spotting your crazy golden crown, and those blear thoughts of death and dusty loveless eyes and ends and withered roots below in the home pile of sand and sawdust, rubber dollar bills, skin of machinery, the guts and innards of the weeping, coughing car, the empty, lonely tin cans with their rusty tongues, alack, what more could I name? The smoked ashes of some cock cigar, the cunts of wheelbarrows and the milky breasts of cars, all these entangled in your mummied roots. And you there, standing before me in the sunset, all your glory in your form, a perfect beauty of the sunflower, a perfect, excellent, lovely sunflower existence, a sweet, natural eye to the new, hip moon, woke up alive and excited, grasping in the sunset, shadow, sunrise, golden, monthly breeze. How many flies buzzed round you, innocent of your grime, while you cursed the heavens of the railroad and your flower soul? Poor dead flower, when did you forget you were a flower? When did you look at your skin and decide you were an impotent, dirty old locomotive? The ghost of a locomotive, the specter and shade of a once powerful, mad American locomotive? You were never no locomotive, sunflower. You were a sunflower. And you, locomotive, you are a locomotive. Forget me not. So I grabbed up the skeleton-thick sunflower and stuck it at my side like a scepter and deliver my sermon to my soul and Jack's soul too and anyone who'll listen. We are not our skin of grime. We're not dread, bleak, dusty, imageless locomotive. We're beautiful sunflowers inside, blessed by our own seed and golden, hairy, naked accomplishment bodies growing into mad, black, formal sunflowers in the sunset, spied on by our eyes, under the shadow of the mad locomotive riverbank, sunset, Frisco, hilly, tin can, evening, sit down, vision. ¶¶
been warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, and I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night. I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas, Alice. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, to Hatchape to Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back roads so I wouldn't get way. And if you give me way, by the sleet, had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still willing. Smuggled and smoked and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still, and I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari.
Slip and trip on the magical wings of radio out to our East Aurora studios for the Farm and Home Show with Ron Dombrowski.
Lady love, ooh, keeps it burning. up my head. I take a pride in how I dress. Folks don't appreciate the care you take. The world's too frantic for a true romantic. But keep your camera burning. I may be coming to your town.
Ha ha ha!